was a 6-week-old spotted seal pup that has been at the home of Dr. Robert Elsner since mid-April. Dr. Elsner is with the University of Alaska's Institute of Marine Science, and I'm Karen Sedgell with this week's edition of University Focus. The seal pup came from the sea ice of the Bering Sea. It was picked up April 15th by Don Calkins of the State Department of Fish and Game while he was on board a Russian ship studying the biology of marine mammals. The research is part of a joint Soviet-American project in which Elsner is involved.
It's the Marine Mammal Project of the Environmental Protection Agreement of the Soviet Union and the USA. The project has been going since 1973, and the work with seals and other marine mammals is a part of that project.
Elsner has been involved with the project since its inception in 1973.
It has enabled us to share problems and study of conservation and management of various species of marine mammals with the Soviet Union, and we've had a special interest in joint activities in the Bering and Chukchi Seas, where our where we share some of the marine species which migrate back and forth.
Elsner has been working for several years in the study of diving physiology and has used the seal species that live along the coast of Alaska for studies of diving and asphyxia.
The physiological events that take place in the seal when it dives are very similar to those which a human or another land animal experiences during exposure to asphyxia, so that the model provided by the diving seal is a very useful one for study of the physiology and pathology of that condition.
Research on animals is often misunderstood, and Elsner points out that this seal pup will be kept for a number of years.
It is our intention to work with this animal for several years. It will be used in studies of physiology which do not involve surgery or other kinds of intervention, and it will be used also in a study of techniques that the seals use in navigating under frozen sea ice in order to find breathing holes.
Elsner has also been involved in research on the special adaptations of the seal's heart and circulation of blood during diving.
Recently, we have made some new discoveries in this connection, which we hope may have some bearing upon human heart disease.
Dr. Robert Elsner has been with the Institute of Marine Science since 1973. He has a federal license to capture and keep seals in captivity. He expects his newest pup to take up residency on campus in a week or two. Exams are over, the grass is turning green, and commencement is this weekend. The alumni banquet is tonight at 8, and the alumni luncheon is scheduled for Saturday at 12:30. Both events are in the Wood Center Ballroom. The museum will open its gold exhibit and a special display on Fairbanks history Saturday afternoon at 2:30. Commencement exercises will begin Sunday at 2 in the Patty Gym. This will be the largest commencement ever. I'm Karen Sedgell, and this has been University Focus from the University of Alaska Fairbanks, where education and research face tomorrow today.
University Focus is produced by the UAF Public Affairs Office at KUAC-FM.